Good morning. Yesterday's security developments from Thursday, February 05th, 2026. We're analysing 15 articles today. All attribution is by the article authors. All article analysis is automated.
According to reports from CISA, the FBI, and the UK's National Cybersecurity Centre, nation-state threat actors are actively exploiting unpatched vulnerabilities in end-of-support edge devices, including firewalls, routers, VPN gateways, and load balancers. These devices no longer receive manufacturer security updates, creating persistent vulnerabilities that enable initial network access and data compromise. In response, CISA has issued Binding Operational Directive 26-02, mandating federal civilian executive branch agencies inventory affected devices within 3 months and decommission or replace them within 12 months.
Cisco Talos disclosed DKNIFE, a sophisticated gateway monitoring and adversary-in-the-middle framework attributed to a China Nexus threat actor. The framework enables interception and manipulation of network traffic, allowing attackers to steal credentials, alter data in transit, and maintain persistent access to victim networks.
Palo Alto Networks Unit 42 uncovered a state-aligned cyber espionage group designated TGR-STA-1030, also known as UNC-6619, originating from Asia, that has been conducting global espionage operations since January 2024. The group has compromised organizations in 37 countries and performed reconnaissance in 155 countries, primarily targeting government ministries involved in law enforcement, finance, economic affairs, and diplomatic functions through phishing campaigns and exploitation of known vulnerabilities.
SciStack reports that APT-Q27, also known as GoldenEye Dog, is targeting financial institutions using sophisticated malware delivered through phishing emails via Zendesk. The attack chain uses a digitally signed dropper that deploys an in-memory backdoor capable of establishing persistence through Windows services, disabling user account control, and communicating with command and control servers for additional module deployment.
Broadcom discovered that Blackbuster ransomware has embedded a bring-your-own vulnerable driver defense evasion component directly into the ransomware payload, exploiting CVE-2025-68947 in the NSEC-soft NSEC kernel driver. This integration allows the ransomware to terminate security processes from Sophos, Microsoft Defender, and Avast at kernel level, making attacks stealthier and faster by eliminating separate tool deployment.
The Canadian Centre for Cybersecurity released a ransomware threat outlook for 2025-2027, projecting continued threats to all Canadian organisations and individuals. The report details evolving ransomware tactics, including ransomware as a service, multi-extortion methods, AI-enhanced attacks, and exfiltration-only operations, with threat actors remaining opportunistic and financially motivated.
The Zero Day Initiative disclosed a critical use-after-free vulnerability in Cisco Snort, tracked as CVE-2026-2026, that allows remote attackers to execute arbitrary code without authentication. The vulnerability has a CVSS score of 9.8 and can lead to complete system compromise, though Cisco has released patches to address this critical flaw.
Datadog Security Labs reports that threat actors are exploiting the React-to-Shell vulnerability, CVE-2025-55182, to gain remote code execution and deploy malicious Nginx configuration modifications that hijack web traffic. The campaign uses automated shell scripts to inject proxy directives that redirect users to attacker-controlled domains, with targets including Nginx installations with Bouter management panels, focusing on Asian TLDs and Chinese hosting infrastructure.
Palo Alto Networks observed the Kongtuk campaign using ClickFix scripts that leverage DNS TXT records to stage and execute malicious PowerShell payloads. The multi-stage attack chain involves resolving DNS TXT records from attacker-controlled domains to retrieve URLs pointing to PowerShell scripts, with the campaign demonstrating adaptability by rotating through various delivery techniques, including DNS TXT records, Finger Protocol, and MSHTA.
Shadow Opcode researchers discovered and analyzed DeskVB Rat version 2.9, a previously undocumented .NET remote access Trojan with modular plugin architecture linked to the PJOAO1578 toolchain. The malware uses a multi-stage infection chain, starting with JavaScript, progressing through PowerShell loaders, and deploying plugins for keylogging, webcam access, and system control via custom TCP command and control communication.
Security researchers Amin Ismail and Aniruddha Kanodia released Aura Inspector, an auditing tool for Salesforce Experience Cloud applications. The tool uses an undocumented GraphQL Aura method to identify misconfigurations, including unauthorized record access, exposed administrative URLs, and vulnerable self-registration capabilities, providing a command line interface for security researchers and developers to proactively discover vulnerabilities.
Victor M. Alvarez announced that the Yara X project released an official language server that integrates with code editors to enhance Yara rule writing through intelligent features like real-time diagnostics, auto-completion, and navigation tools. The server uses the language server protocol and is currently in beta for Visual Studio Code, enabling security researchers and developers to create more effective threat detection rules with improved efficiency.
OWL 4444 released JSDEOB-Workbench, a visual deobfuscation tool that enables security researchers and analysts to reverse engineer obfuscated JavaScript code, including malware samples, webpack bundles, and obfuscator.io output. The tool uses Babel.js for abstract syntax tree parsing and transformation, featuring a three-panel interface with built-in transforms and support for custom plugins to aid in malware analysis and threat detection.
In an opinion piece on Bytes and Borscht, an independent cybersecurity and geopolitics blog, the author argues that lack of accountability for cybersecurity failures perpetuates a cycle of recurring incidents, using the 2021 Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack as an example. The article contends that organizations treat cybersecurity as a compliance exercise rather than core business priority, and advocates for treating every breach as a preventable failure and strengthening enforcement of existing regulations.
That concludes today's briefing.